Certainly 3 points is a big 3 points in this division. You know, look, we weren't great and we still got 3 points, but you know, you have to have a little bit of respect for Waterford. That's two games that last so far this season in the last minute, you know, to put it that way to you. And you know, I think the point I was trying to explain is that when you're down there, as we have been, things don't go your way. When you're up there, as we're just, you know, finding out, things seem to drop for you, and that's exactly what happened tonight, you know.
Yeah, the game kind of came to life just before half time with those two goals. In the second half, there was plenty of incident, plenty of talking points, Ollie, a couple of penalty claims as well.
Yeah, there has, yeah, and yeah, of course we felt there was a number of decisions, you know, that didn't go our way in their penalty area. However, look, you get on with it, you know. It's a fact that the ball fell to David Webster. Another day it would have fallen to him and he'd have put it over into the river, you know. And that's no criticism of David Webster by any means, but look, when you're up there, you're up, and the flip side is that when you're down, as we know only too well. So look, we'll enjoy it, but we've kind of moved on already to Sligo next Saturday, Germany.
Yeah, must be pleasing the Wally. You concede, but you come from behind and take the win.
Yeah, we've done that a number of times against Waterford of all teams. That's happened a couple of times last year and the year before, where we've fallen behind, and we needed to keep at it. We're very together out there, and we had to, you know, there was a chance for them. Darren Murphy, who'd come on, had a header, which is his 30, that went straight at Mark Anthony. Sometimes when you're down, that'll go in the corner or the bottom corner and you lose 2-1, but didn't, and we eventually got up the pitch with a few corner kicks that fell to David. But look, we've moved on. We're not going to get carried away too much when you win, and we don't get too despondent when we lose either, Dermot Davison.
And finally, Adam Foley came off. Thought it looked a wee bit like a hamstring issue. I'm not too sure.
Yeah, he's struggling with his knee from Dundalk, and we've got to manage him properly, and especially with two games coming up in the next 10 days, we've got to make sure that you know what way we manage it is correct, and not throw him in for 90 minutes because he won't be able for it. He's struggling a small bit. He's felt the hamstring there, and we'll know tomorrow morning better where he's at. But look, we'll enjoy the season and move on to Sligo tomorrow morning.